Initializing Valkyrie music. Hello and welcome to episode 148 of Popcorn and Prosecco, a show that's all about talking about movies. I am Perry Nemiroff, and here is my one co-host today is Angie Han.
Hi.
So Chrissy will be back next week, but right now we have a Batman-filled episode for you. We're going to start off by talking about the news that broke late Friday that Matt Reeves is currently in early talks to direct the Batman movie, the DCEU Batman movie, and then we're going to roll into our Lego Batman movie review. So first up, Matt Reeves. Angie, explain what happened a little.
All Batman episode. I love it. Okay, so as Perry just said, late Friday night news broke that Matt Reeves is in early talks to direct the live-action DCU Batman movie starring Ben Affleck. And this news arrived, what is it, like a couple of weeks, maybe? A week? Not that long after news broke that Ben Affleck, who had originally been planning to direct and star in the movie, had decided that he wanted to only direct. Why he left is still very unclear, and I'm sure that it's going to be something that we're going to keep hearing rumors and speculation and conflicting reports about for a while to come. But his official reasoning was that he basically doesn't think he can do both, like star and direct, and then still turn out a good movie. So then, people have been curious, like, Warner Brothers clearly wants to move forward with this really quickly, so everyone's been kind of waiting to see who they're going to get to replace him, and they found Matt Reeves, who you might know as the director of, he directed the remake of Let the Right One In called Let Me In. He directed Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, and he currently for the Planet of the Apes. He's also directed, like, Cloverfield, so, he's got a lot of experience with genre stuff. He's also, as you can tell with Let Me In and the Apes movies, has some experience taking a property that didn't start with him and kind of making it his own, which I think actually makes him a pretty good choice for this. But as I tweeted out, like, I don't know whether to be glad for us that they found a good director for this project or sad for Matt Reeves because the DCU currently seems like a fucking mess. Like, it just seems like so many other movies keep losing directors and stuff, and like, Ben Affleck, I don't know. I'm not sure how optimistic I feel about this movie. What do you think, Perry?
Yeah, this is pretty much the most excited I could be about the status of the Batman movie at this point. I really don't think there's much better of a choice than Matt Reeves to take over a franchise like this, because look what he did with Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. He is the kind of guy that can step into something that was previously established and make it something that feels like it fits with the greater franchise, and it makes it feel like something that's also his own. He also does an exceptional job balancing big studio fare action with real characters that you can care about, which is a pretty incredible achievement when it comes to most major blockbusters. It's just hard to look at the DCEU and not have like just a little piece of my heart break given what's been going on recently. I mean, there's no denying that, BVS and Suicide Squad didn't meet expectations. They're losing directors. Things are changing. Release dates are shifting. Whatever. We got to find a new director. And things aren't sounding great for Ben Affleck. But there's just so many things going on at one time. I mean, we're just constantly talking about this on Collider all day. One of the last questions we addressed on an episode of our mailbag show was, what does Warner Brothers need to do to win back fans? It's such a hard question to answer. My main answer to that would be, just give me a good movie. It's like, if Wonder Woman is really good, I think I'll be back on board, but I just, for a minute, I need to take a step back and stop hearing news and rumors. And I understand that it's not like the studio is leaking all this news, but things like, The Rock teasing Black Adam, Henry Cavill showing off the black suit for Superman. Just stop. I don't want to see anything. Make a good movie. Deliver quality promos like the Wonder Woman trailer and the Justice League teaser from Comic-Con. leave it at that and let's just chill out for a little.
Yeah, I mean, what can DC do to, you know, win back fans' trust is such a big question, and it's something that we cannot answer in the next like 1 or 2 minutes that we have to talk about this topic.
No.
But I do kind of agree with you. It feels like they're so like desperate to get their big cinematic universe rolling that they're like flailing around, and it feels like they keep moving forward without actually knowing what they're doing. Batman at least doesn't have a release date, but the way that the Warner Brothers execs talk about it, it's clear that they want it to come out like, you know, soon, not wait a while. Yeah. And I understand that. Like, you know, Batman is one of DC's biggest characters. Ben Affleck is like the biggest star that they have. Like, I get that, but it's also just kind of like you said, I'm just like, fucking chill. Like, maybe give us a movie that fans actually like before expecting me to be like super excited that you're making this movie. I mean, like, this news also comes, like, maybe, like, a month after The Flash lost its second director in a year. You mentioned Wonder Woman. That actually was supposed to be directed by Michelle McLaren, and then it lost her, and then replaced her with Patty Jenkins, who had a whole history over at Marvel, but that's a whole other story. So it's just, yeah, like, I mean, I think that Wonder Woman's going to make money. I think that Justice League is going to make money. I don't know if they're going to be good or not. The promos look good, but, you know, who knows? That only tells part of the story. But I feel like especially after Justice League, I feel like this is kind of the make or break year. If they can't win over fans with these next two movies, like, if you can't get people to be excited for Wonder Woman and Justice League, and they didn't like Man of Steel, and they didn't like Batman v Superman, and they didn't like Suicide Squad, like, who's going to show up for, like, Black Adam, you know?
Exactly. And just from a business standpoint, if you add up all the production tabs for all those movies you just named, God forbid every single one winds up getting a poor reception at the box office with fans, that's a lot of funding that is not paying off well for the studios. I think that if these next two don't go over well, we're going to be having some very important conversations that might involve them not moving forward with many other movies in the near future, at least. I don't know. I have my fingers crossed so tightly that is not the way it pans out. Wonder Woman is looking great. I'm hyped for Justice League. I'm giving them everything I got right now. Come on, Warner Brothers DC. Give me that movie I'm wanting.
I want to wrap up with one sentence that I think sums up both of our feelings about this. Good luck, Matt Reeves.
All right, so now we're going to move on to another Batman movie, another Warner Brothers movie, but not a DCEU movie. It is our review of Lego Batman. Here is the IMDb synopsis. Bruce Wayne must not only deal with the criminals of Gotham City, but also the responsibility of raising a boy he adopted. Yeah, good job, IMDb. Short and sweet, that pretty much sums it up, except for the fact that they don't use the word Lego anywhere. Bruce Wayne in this movie is a Lego Bruce Wayne, and he is just as much fun as you would remember from the Lego movie. He was a standout character in there. Will Arnett did a great job voicing him, and the same thing is true here. One of my favorite things, above all else, about the Lego movie is how it not only delivers a great story that can exist within the movie in and of itself, but it captures the feeling of playing with Legos. Just the way the pieces connect and the sound effects that they use and the way all the pieces move and the whole master builder sequence, that makes me feel like I'm playing with Legos while watching the movie. They continue that tradition here, and then they also add in a pretty heartwarming story about Bruce Wayne building a family with this adopted son, and then also throwing in so many smart, hilarious Batman references. I really don't know how anyone out there could watch this movie just once, because this is the kind of movie that you're going to want to go back and watch again and again, and then watch freeze framing every single frame of this movie to look at all the Batman Easter eggs. I mean, whether you're a fan of comics, TV shows, Batman on the big screen, it does not matter. There is something fun in this movie for you to look out for. It really is just the complete package. I'm so excited about Lego Batman. Angie, I can't read your face. I'm assuming you liked it, though.
I loved this movie. I walked out of the Lego movie and being like, I mean, you know, Perry, I will not shut up about how much I love Lego Batman. So then when I heard he was getting his own spinoff, I was just like, well, this is already my favorite fucking movie ever. And like, yeah, I like, this movie was exactly what I wanted from it. And, you know, it's so interesting because we have, like, the last for the last, like, the last few iterations of Batman on the big screen have been, like, this, like, really grim, dark, gritty dude. And then you have Lego Batman, which weirdly doesn't necessarily contradict it, because he thinks he is grim and dark and gritty, and he is. It's just that he, the context is different. So it's played for laughs instead of, like, taken very, very seriously like it is in, like, the Nolan movies or, like, the Zack Snyder movies. You know, I think that this movie... I was glad to have a movie that finally acknowledges, a Batman movie that finally acknowledges how fucking weird and kind of silly the entire concept is. I was glad to have a movie where, because this Batman has a lot of the same kind of internal problems, like personal problems, emotional problems that a lot of the other Batman have. But one of the things I liked about it is that because it's such a different kind of movie, you get to see it in a new light, and you get to kind of see him grow. And it's, you know, I know in the comics, which I admittedly am not, like, I haven't read that many Batman comics, but I know in the comics, like, the Bat family is a big thing, but it's not something we've seen that much of in, like, the Snyder movies or you know, Batman v Superman, I guess, not multiple movies, or the Nolan movies. So it was really interesting to see him kind of, like, surrounded by all these other great characters, and, like, the casting in this is just perfect. Like, I mean, Michael Cera, like, Will
Michael
Arnett.
Michael Cera is so good.
Well, and
not
I love,
really, Michael Cera as that character, there really would have been, I could sit here and think about it all day. I could not think of a better voice actor for that role.
Yeah, not to mention because, like, you know, if you watch Arrested Development, you know that on that show they played, you know, Will Arnett was Michael Cera's uncle. So they've already got, like, a mm-hmm. weird kind of, like, odd family dynamic thing going there. So I thought that just kind of added an extra layer of, like, hilarity to that casting.
Yeah, this voice cast was something else. I also really liked the relationship he had with the Joker, who is voiced here by Zach Galifianakis, and again, yet is another perfect voice casting choice. It's just funny because I never really I don't think I've ever seen a movie or TV show or anything acknowledge the relationship between Batman and the Joker in this way. I mean, it's kind of what you were mentioning before, how it's because the Lego Batman movie is silly and poking fun at itself, it can explore these relationships in ways that we've never seen before and kind of point out the obvious that might not be obvious in the darker and grimmer stories. But it's just like Batman and the Joker together forever, no matter what. And the way that they approach that here is one, above all else, hilarious. But it's also kind of like heartbreaking to a degree. There's one point where the Joker kind of tears up, and I almost had the same reaction when something sad happens to a puppy in the movie. I just got really sad for the Joker.
I feel like it's kind of a, you know, like a truism among Batman fans that, like, Batman and Joker are two sides of the same coin. They, like, both can't exist without mm-hmm. the other, et cetera, et cetera. People always say that, but as you pointed out, since this is a comedy, we can explore it in a completely different way than it's been explored. And I feel like it just adds a kind of new layer to the codependent relationship that we know these characters have had in the comics and the movies and shows and whatever for years. So I love that. And, I mean, the action in this is also just, like, you would think, I was worried that it would be, like, a little overwhelming because it's, like, a lot of colors, a lot of stuff flying around, and I'm not a small child, so sometimes that kind of stuff just tires me out. But I thought it was done really well. It's not as good as the Lego movie, but honestly, what is? I honestly think that for family movies, for animated movies, Lego movie is one of the best movies that's come out in the last, like, several years. So, I mean, yeah, all in all, I was very satisfied with this.
Yeah, the way I would probably describe it is the action here did feel a little, not all over the place, but very colorful. A lot is happening at once. There's a lot of different shots to cover the action, whereas something about, this is probably an awful way to articulate it, but something about the action in the Lego movie felt like a little more precise and slower. I just had an easier time tracking it. And there was never a moment where I'm like, oh, I don't know where I am. This sucks. I'm not enjoying this action scene anymore. It's just, you know, I'm talking about little nitpicky visual things where the Lego movie might trump the Lego Batman movie by the slightest bit. But there's some really incredibly well done action sequences here. I don't want to specifically get into certain ones just because they involve some spoilers. But again, bringing up the Master Builder thing, the way that they concoct, you know, ships or whatever they're building. And oh my God, just like the look of everything. I'm just picturing right now what the Batcave looks like. Oh, it looks so good. And And just how another great thing that this explores is what Bruce Wayne does when he's not Batman, and how he has to deal with not having attention when he's not Batman. And it's one of those things that you don't really think about too often, but when you do really think about it, it's like, God, like, that's a shitty life. I'm sad for him. Then again, the thing that happened in this movie that I think I laughed out loud for the longest, like, I mean, minutes after the joke ended, was the thing with the lobster.
The lobster thermidor?
Yeah.
Oh, when God.
Something about when he was just, like, shoving his face with it. Every bite he took, it's like, I'd be like, heh. And then the next one, I'd start laughing louder. And then he'd do it again, and I'd laugh louder and louder. And then finally, I didn't stop, and I was the only one still laughing about lobster thermidor.
I mean, you mentioned the way that, like, you kind of, this movie kind of shows you how sad his life is. And once again, that's something that's not, it's not new to point out, like, Batman is kind of maybe a little fucked up in the head and a little emotionally, like, a wreck. And, like, his life is, like, kind of lonely and sad. Like, you know, that's kind of touched upon in all the live action ones, including the recent ones, etc. But again, I think that, like, you know, because the live action Batman always see Batman still as, like, this, like, cool, rad, like, amazing, incredible person, and you're supposed to take him very seriously, it doesn't really register to me as, like, being, like, that kind of, like, lonely, like, lone wolf mentality just kind of adds to his mystique. So one thing I liked about Lego Batman is that because we're freed from having to take him seriously, we can actually kind of start to see exactly how messed up and pathetic those kinds of problems are, and really just, like, feel for him on a human level. And I don't mean that as, like, a way to, like, be like, oh, the other movies do Batman wrong. It's just a different way of looking at him. That was what I loved about this so much, is that, like, despite the fact that we've had so many fucking Batman movies recently, including, you know, and we're about to get another one, as we just discussed at the top of this episode, this really did feel like it's adding something new to what we think of as Batman and, like, our understanding of him. And, you know, just it really did feel different and not redundant at all.
So we're going to talk about spoilers in a minute. But briefly, before we do that, I just want to give another shout out to Rosario Dawson
because
great, great, great character.
Yeah.
I think maybe we should save part of the reason I liked her so much for spoilers, but another great voice acting choice. Do you want to add anything to that before we do spoilers?
No, I was just going to say, between this and, like, the Netflix Marvel shows, like, Rosario Dawson is killing it in terms of hanging out with superheroes.
Well, I just started my MCU on Netflix binge, and I just finished season one of Daredevil, and she's excellent. I can't wait to keep watching.
Yeah.
Anyway, before we get off track, we're going to talk about some spoilers for the Lego Batman movie. So if you did not see the movie, you might want to stop now. Clearly, we both like it and recommend that you go see it. For anyone who wants to stick with us, we are going to talk about spoilers. So this is your final spoiler warning. Okay. Holy cameos. There are so many characters in this movie, and they use them all so damn well. So first, we've got all the traditional Batman villains, the Rogues Gallery, and I thought initially that they were going to leave it there, but then they go into, what's the dimension called? The dimension?
I know what you're talking about, but
I can't believe I forgot what it's called. The Phantom Dimension.
Phantom Zone.
Phantom Zone. Okay. So then there's the Phantom Zone part, and that's where the worst of the worst are locked away. However, the worst of the worst in villains does not mean the most evil Batman villains. It is, like, movie history villains. You have freaking Voldemort who else is there? There's King Kong.
Gremlins. There's Gremlins. There's Godzilla. There's Sauron from, like, the Lord of the Rings movies.
Oh my God,
like, basically
Sauron
basically all the Warner Brothers properties.
And I feel like anybody who stuck with us but hasn't seen the Lego Batman movie is probably like, that sounds stupid. How would that ever work? Holy shit, it works so well. And the fact that they're able to incorporate all those other characters in this makes me think that just about anything that we are tired of that studios are trying to remake at this point would be perfect for Lego, like, to be Lego-fied, you know? It's like we're in an age where everything needs to be remade, especially horror movies. And I have this on the brain because there was a comment during one of our live shows where someone said that there should be, because we were talking about Lego Batman, and we were talking about the Friday the 13th remake that got canceled in the same show, and they're like, what if they did Friday the 13th Lego style? And it's like, once the rights for Friday the 13th revert back to New Line, then it's a Warner Brothers company. But really, wouldn't that be the greatest thing if they did a Lego Friday the 13th? Because then it's like you could still appease fans of Friday the 13th. You could have some fun with it. You can get super meta with it. But you don't have to retread the same shit or start coming up with origin stories or any nonsense like that. You could have fun with it. They could have fun with anything. Lego Blood, come on, Lego Blood.
I don't.
It's not real blood. You don't have to rate it at R.
I don't want them to remake every property as a Lego thing. But I do think that one of the reasons it works so well is that it kind of ties it back actually to the original Lego movie, which was another thing where they just kind of mishmash a bunch of different properties together. And that was a way, as in Lego movie, in Lego Batman, that's a way that it really does kind of feel like the experience of playing with Legos, where, like, when you're a kid, or actually even when you're an adult and you have Legos, you're not like, oh, well, the Harry Potter Legos have to stay over there and the Batman Legos have to stay over there. Like, you can just kind of mix and match. And I think that it captures the fun of that really well.
We held a special screening of the Lego Batman movie at IMAX headquarters, and the director and one of the producers came, and that was exactly how they explained it. And a lot of times when we do interviews or Q&As after having seen the movie, someone will explain something and then I'll go, oh, I see what you did there. But no, they just articulated exactly how I felt, which is the feeling of playing with Legos and the fact that worlds can cross over and any character can join up with any character. They just achieved what they set out to do.
As long as
They
they're all
also,
owned by Warner Brothers, anyway.
well, you know, that is a thing. Warner Brothers owns quite a bit now. But another thing that they had brought up, because someone in the audience asked, is would we ever get a Superman Lego movie? And they didn't confirm it. I don't want to start any silly rumors or anything, but the way that they kind of teased the possibility without saying that, oh, we're pursuing this, they're not developing anything, but there's a lot of characters that pop up in the Lego Batman movie that have maybe one or two lines, but they're voiced like by stars like Channing Tatum. You don't cast Channing Tatum as Superman in the Lego Batman movie if you're not at least trying to keep open the possibility of giving him his own movie eventually. I'm not saying, again, I don't want to start any rumors. They did not confirm anything. It's just that they have this all-star roster and they have it for a reason. One, because they served this movie, but also because these people could come back. I mean, when you look at the cast of this, it is insane. There are so many great people in this movie.
Yeah, I can see it from that standpoint, but I would be curious to know what they would do as a follow-up to this, because one of the things I liked about Lego Batman is that it doesn't feel like it's setting up a sequel. I'm not saying it's not. I'm sure Warner Brothers, if it does well, and it seems like it's going to, would love to have like a bunch more of these movies. But when you watch a movie, especially like a superhero movie, and you're just like, you can tell that they're holding back because they want to set up a sequel, and it doesn't feel like that at all. That's one thing I thought
No.
really worked really well about this movie. And it's also the reason why I can't really quite picture a sequel, but at the same time, it's like, that's kind of exciting. That means that, they're going to come up with some, I hope they come up with something unexpected and cool for whatever they decide to do as a follow-up.
Yeah, I mean, if the Lego Batman movie shows me anything, it's that the possibilities are pretty much endless with Lego, and they understand how the toy works. They understand how to bring it to screen in an effective way, and they also understand how to tell single satisfying stories that serve their movie while also building a franchise. And that's pretty much the complete package from a studio perspective. So job well done to all the filmmakers behind this and to Warner Brothers, because I am just a massive Lego movie fan now. Angie, you want to add anything before we wrap up?
Just that I second your sentiments. Like, well done.
Okay.
This is really the movie I was hoping it would be. I loved it. I enjoyed it so much.
Aw, what a happy episode today.
Mm-hmm.
You guys know where to find us now. Please go on over to iTunes, where you can subscribe and rate and comment. That is always super helpful, as is a like on Facebook. We're there as well. We are on Twitter at Popcorn Prosecco. We have our website, popcornprosecco.com. And then all three of us are all over the internet. So, Angie, you want to give out your plugs and Christie's as well?
Sure. You can find me on Twitter at AJHAN, and I write for slashfilm.com. You can find Chrissy on Twitter at KRISTYPUCHKO, and she writes all over the web, but you can find her career highlights at decadentcriminals.com.
Yep, you nailed it. And you can catch me on Twitter and Instagram at PNemiroff. I write for Collider.com. I'm on the Collider Videos YouTube channel. As always, thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next week.
I deserve this today. Today I deserve it.